We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Minutes from now, we're going to check in with our old friend Sam Crenshaw. Hugh, it'll be good to touch base with Sam, see how he's doing, and catch up on some of the stories that he's covering too.
Yeah, most definitely. You haven't talked to Sam Crenshaw in a long time. Usually see him on a regular. Don't get a chance to see him too much now since we're not in the Kia Studios as much as we used to be.
There is news, Hugh. As all these leagues, push forward here, the one at the forefront, of course, is the NFL because it's the one that is actually able, because of the calendar, to be able to make news and do things. Yesterday there was an owners meeting of sorts where they did a conference call with the owners, and Arthur Blank, owner of the Falcons, was talking about some of the things that were discussed and the kind of the plan for the 14 team playoff. Now that we have a new CBA agreement, the playoffs expanding to 14 teams and how they're going to handle that. There was some discussion about whether or not on the first playoff weekend of the year they might play a game on Friday night, and they have decided against that, opting instead for triple headers on Saturday and Sunday, reseeding and things of that nature. But Mr. Blank out there talking about, he expects that the NFL is aiming to play a full 16-game regular season, but the preseason might be cut down, and maybe considerably, if for no other reason than you got to get players into camp, and we don't know when camp is going to, because usually camp begins what, like third week of July kind of thing, right?
They have a camp right after the draft. They have a camp right after the week of the draft, so they have that one, just to get, the young players in there. Probably the veterans don't come. It all depends on how they have it set up. And then once that happens, John, then they start kind of rolling every month. There's something that they do almost every month. And you're talking about, if I'm not mistaken, right about now, you'll probably have winter workouts starting up. Well, workouts ramp up a little bit. So right, it's kind of already behind. But, guys are probably, taking care of themselves, doing what they have to do.
Yeah, because you're right. I mean, rookie minicamp would necessarily, right after the draft, you'd have rookie minicamp. I guess, could you do a virtual rookie minicamp? I guess. Beats the heck out of me. I don't know how teams are going to handle that. You're right. And so some of the OTAs have already been canceled, and there's because there's a rookie mini camp, and then there's an OTA in May. There's a mandatory mini camp in June, and then voluntary mini camp in May, mandatory mini camp in June, and then somewhere third week in July is when training camp is slated to begin. And how that schedule works is going to be obviously in flux here, but we do know the NFL is going to be making a lot of news here in the following 24 days because. For the owners' meetings yesterday, we'll have the NFL weekly schedule come out in April. That's a big thing that drops every April before the draft. We find out what the opening game is going to be, what the Falcons' week-to-week schedule is going to be. I would imagine that Tom Brady is going to be front and center. The Tampa Bay fan that called in earlier, if I'm a Tampa Bay fan, I probably have to gear up for the fact that I would imagine Tampa Bay is going to be on primetime, four times this year maybe?
Probably they're gonna have a lot of games. I mean, and if they weren't, they're probably gonna be they're probably scrambling now, to put Tampa on television quite a bit. Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, with Tom Brady, definitely, he's the man. He's the GOAT. So yeah, definitely that.
Yeah, so we'll have the NFL weekly schedule coming out this month. We know that the Falcons are going to be debuting their new uniforms. It's so interesting, and that'll be somewhere I think shortly. We don't know a firm date yet, Hugh. So we're left to kind of guess, but somewhere between Easter and the draft, okay, in that period of time, like second into the third week in April, I guess. For all I know, they could drop it tomorrow. All they've said is April, But I'm guessing it's going to be between, and this is just a pure guess on my part, between Easter and the draft, is that online right now, there seem to be, especially on Twitter, a lot of people leaking pictures. Oh, there's a leaked photo of the Atlanta Falcons. I'm like, dude, you don't even know what day it's going to happen, let alone a photo of it. This is like the most tightly guarded secret I've ever seen.
Yeah. This is nobody knows, man. And I mean, the Falcons are doing a great job of keeping it hush-hush. You know, they know if fans are excited about it. I'm excited about it. I just can't wait to see what it's going to look like. But you got to wait. I don't think anybody really knows. I don't think any of those leaked pictures are anything close to what the Falcons' new uniforms are going to look like.
I agree with you. I wouldn't trust anything I see on the internet if as it relates to Falcons' uniforms unless it comes directly from the Atlanta Falcons. And I'm just saying that because I really think that the people that are in the loop are – it's such a small, tight group. I mean, it's –
And it feels like if you tell, you might get fired. It feels like your job could be potentially in jeopardy if you leak that uniform out. I mean, it just kind of feels like it's that kind of a situation.
Well, I put it to you this way. I don't think the players know. I don't think that outside of a group of 10 or 12 people in Flowery Branch that anybody else knows. I think they've kept it that close to the vest.
Yeah, probably. More than likely. I if I was a betting man, I would say probably that's the case.
And then, of course, that'll all be leading up to the draft 24 days from now, and the countdown is on to the NFL draft. And yesterday at the owners' meetings, you do need to know that the owners said, just confirmed what we thought would happen with the NFL draft. The commissioner is going to be in New York, and that's where they're going to be using a stage in New York, a set in New York to make the announcements on the actual picks. There will be another set for, I guess, for ESPN or for the NFL Network, you know, whoever's doing the draft at their location. All the 32 war rooms or the facilities or however the teams individually are going to handle that, they will have the coaches and the general managers at that, you know, all over for that. And then they're sending out, the NFL said yesterday, 50 boxes, for lack of a better term. It's like a Skype box or something to that effect, where it's going to have a camera, it's going to have a microphone, and they're sending it to the top 50 prospects, and then they're going to train them online about how to hook this thing up, and so that in their own home, these prospects can set up a camera so that they can be part of the broadcast. You know, Joe Burrow can be part of the broadcast when he's drafted. They'll go to Joe and do a quick interview. So it'll be, interesting to see how this, I don't know that we'll have hats or jerseys for them to put on and wear, because, you know, a lot of these guys beyond Joe and say Chase Young, I don't think any player can be certain of anything about what team he might go to.
Well, I tell you what they'll probably do. I mean, just to play it safe, John, they probably send him every hat of every team just to play it safe.
Yeah, that's a thought, right?
I'm pretty sure with Joe Burrow, you don't have to send him too many hats. You only probably have to send him one.
One.
Chase Young, you know, you'll probably send him a couple hats. There's only certain guys, I mean, you know, that you kind of know that you can send them a hat. And, you know, you ain't got to send them too many. You probably send Joe Burrow a hat, Chase Young a couple hats just in case. And then after that, you know, just a few more. But, yeah, that won't be hard. I don't think that would be hard.
Yeah, you'd have to – the Falcons would probably have to send out, hats to, what, six players, maybe seven.
Well, I would – not the Falcons, the NFL would send them out. I would think the NFL would send them out, John. The NFL just send them out hats, and the ones that you don't – the team that doesn't pick you, send them back. That's all you have to do. Make it simple. Send them back.
Right. So it'll be interesting how the NFL. Boy, tell you what, even though it's going to be done, with the hosts in one spot, the commissioner in another, the teams in one spot, and the players in another from four different angles, kind of, you know, and it's how I kind of envision it, the way they're talking about it, I still think the ratings on that Thursday night to you are going to be gigantic.
Yeah, people are going to watch it, no question, John, because it's the only game in town. And that's one of the main reasons why the NFL is trying to get as quickly to normal as we possibly can get, because they know people are going to be excited. The one thing that I've heard throughout all of this, and we don't know, and we don't know how long this is going to last, but people are already talking about, man, if this lasts during football season, they're going to have a fit. They don't know what they're going to do. So we're all trying to stay optimistic in this situation. So, yeah, everybody's going to watch it like they always do.
And we should mention here, just because of that we're going to have Brett McMurphy from Watch Stadium join us tomorrow. There are some people out there, including, and one of them is our old friend Barrett Salee, who tweeted out yesterday, basically, you know, stand by for no football season. And boy, he was hammered by fans for that tweet. And I'm paraphrasing.
Because ain't nobody trying to hear that, man. Not right now. That's just too, you know, we're all dealing with the fact we're adjusting. But then when you say something like that, yeah, that you talk about riot status. People ain't trying to hear that right now. You know, we're just trying to, you know, adjust and wrap our minds around this. And then you sit up here and say something like that. Now, who knows what's going to happen? But still, for him to say it and basically make it real for some folks, nobody wasn't trying. They weren't trying to hear that yesterday.
Right. And I know that, you know, others have echoed that sentiment too here. But we'll talk with Brett McMurphy. That'll be part of the program tomorrow. Jillian Sakovitz on Atlanta United. Jillian, reporter for Atlanta United, Hugh, has, you know, publicly tested positive for the COVID-19. So, you know, we wish her the best. We're going to talk to her about her positive test, talk about United as well, mm-hmm. and, you know, catch up on the team. So that ought to be an interesting conversation. She'll be on the program tomorrow as well. Some of the other headlines today, we just talked to Travis Schlenk in the last 45 minutes or so. Brian Windhorst of ESPN coming out last night and saying that he believes that the NBA, and it kind of, in defense of Windhorst, it kind of makes sense, Hugh, that the NBA might have what amounts to a training camp of sorts, or a shortened preseason, where they would go to one town, and it makes logical sense that one town might be Las Vegas, where they would commandeer a big hotel, because you could put all the players, you know, kind of, you know, all in around in one area, you know, with the hotels that are there, because they're empty right now, and you have a number of arenas. Las Vegas has, I don't know, 6 or 8 major arenas, you know, certainly with UNLV and with the arena that the Knights have downtown, and MGM has an arena, and Caesars Palace has an arena. They all have these arenas out there that they have facilities that they could play some, I guess, a couple of preseason games, for lack of a better term. He said that could happen.
Get them back warmed up. I mean, mm-hmm. it's not going to be what we're used to, but it's something. It's something to get people excited about. And I think that's the most important thing right now, John. Back to normal. Chasing normal. That's what the motto is right now, chasing normal. Normal as you possibly can get it.
And Travis Schlenk said to us that he hasn't necessarily heard that yet, but he says everything's on the table, like Bob Costas said at the beginning of the segment. Everything has got to be on the table for all these leagues. And you know, there's going to be some adjusting on the fly, but there's no question that everybody's starting to try to move forward here and start to lay some plans down about what's going to happen, hopefully in the not-too-distant future. And in your not-too-distant future, Sam Crenshaw is going to join the program live. We'll catch up with Sam. I want to talk to him about the NCAA ruling that college seniors could go back for another year from spring sports, but that doesn't apply, obviously, to high schools, because that can't happen. And how does that affect those seniors who are missing their baseball, softball, track and field seasons, and more? We'll talk to Sam live next. With John and Hugh on the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and we stream 24/7, the app for any smart device that you have, anyone. It works with everything, your Microsoft Surface, your Droid, your iThis or iThat. Go to the App Store and download for free, radio.com. Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from the Mobile Kia Studios all over Metro Atlanta. And streaming 24/7 worldwide at radio.com. Get the radio.com app, and once you download it, you can search for 929 The Game. Perfect timing. It's always great timing to have Sam Crenshaw. I'm perfect timing today to discuss the NCAA and its ruling yesterday that seniors in spring sports, baseball, softball, track, and field, can go back and have another year of eligibility next year because they missed out on their year. But that obviously is not going to apply to high schools, because there ain't going to be no spring. You graduate, you're done, you know, unless you want to go back for another year of high school. And I'm pretty sure most kids don't want to do that. That's just a guess. Sam Crenshaw joining us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Always great to catch up with you. Sam, our friend and colleague, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing like everybody else. I've had a chance to experience being in the mobile or virtual Kia studios. Greg Clarkson and I had a chance to experience that Sunday morning. It's a little different. But you know what? We're going to carry on and do what we have to do and bring people information because we're one of the sources, and we have to be the source, especially for sports, and when the games start going again. But between now and then, like you said, John, there's a lot to go on, and this is a crucial time of year for high school seniors. You said they may not want to go back to high school. Some of us wouldn't mind going back to high school for a year. You know, that wouldn't be bad. But for them, no, it's time for them to move on. And so I've talked with a number of coaches and athletic directors, and as you might imagine, there's a great deal of concern about what to do about them. I've talked to some athletic directors. I talked with Stephen Kraft yesterday from Fulton County. I talked with Kirk Miller from Henry County. They're doing things to help give an extra push. Now, obviously, you have things like huddle and things like that they put their clips on and information on for college coaches to see. But the high schools are trying to do an extra push down in Henry County. Kirk Miller's getting like something that all inclusive for all the spring sports athletes and give it another push from the school system. Fulton County each day is encouraging the school to do a senior spotlight on Twitter. Just some information with photos or a clip of a senior athlete in a spring sport. Just to give them that something extra. It's a troubling time for them for sure.
So, Mr. Crenshaw, how is this going to affect like spring sports like baseball and things of that nature and kids that aren't going to get this season in their senior year? How are they going to be evaluated?
Wow, it's going to be difficult because we got to think. Well, the one thing about spring sports, a lot of the spring sports are played big with at the club level, and they're going to have to lean on that a little bit more, I suppose, whatever videos they may have from the club scene they played on. But what about the kid who's looking, counting on having that big spring, that kid who's on the track team who wants to be able to say, hey, I'm state champion, I'm all region, I'm all state, and the difference it can make in the college scholarship offer that they get. Or baseball. My goodness, kids who are counting on that baseball season to get an offer at all, or the kids at the top end who may already have the big Division I scholarship tucked away, who wants to have that big spring to decide whether or not to go straight to the pros. There's a lot of stuff out there right now as far as those sports go. And right now, GHSA, the board of directors, trustees of the Georgia High School Association, will have a meeting later this week, obviously a virtual meeting. That will help them try to decide what, if anything, they can do. Right now, with schools down until the end of April, there's not a whole lot of room in May to even start up a season. If you're able to go that time, do you just have some scrimmages and allow the seniors to be acknowledged before graduation and commencement? That's, you know, those are some of the ideas they're going to toss around this week.
We're talking with our old friend Sam Crenshaw. And one thing that, Sam, you know, we talk so much about, you know, and it's a topic of discussion, and not only on our show with Hugh and I, but also on your show with, you know, Greg, or, you know, just in general in the media in this town about how great the high school football talent is in Atlanta, and it's great, and that it's a better basketball town than people realize. What people don't realize, I think, to some degree, is just how great a baseball town Atlanta is.
Each and every spring, you look in the first two and three rounds of the baseball draft, and you may have about a dozen players from Georgia and from the metro Atlanta area get selected. We are a hotbed for baseball. You're absolutely right about that, John. And especially out in Cobb County, my goodness, every school out there potentially is a state championship contender. And so they hate to lose this time. They really hate to lose this time because it's a great showcase that they have. When you talk about Cobb County, you know, be it at Pope, be it at Allatoona, be it at Lassiter, be it at Cale, Harrison always had strong baseball programs. Sprayberry is renowned for having strong baseball programs down through the years. Those kids are all sitting right now, and all they can do is make videos. What they're encouraged to do is make videos if they can to show the college coaches that they are working out. If you don't have weights at your house, you know, fill up a couple of gallon milk jugs and do some things with them. There are a lot of young people who are being creative in the things that they're able to do and putting those pictures. Also, please, social media, keep it clean. You know, John and you, during this downtime, we have idle time on our hands. Things show up on social media. Sometimes you wish. I saw a picture of me show up on social media this last week from about 40 years ago. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So we encourage our young people, if they got idle time, be careful what you post out there, especially if you know the coaches are looking at you right now, because that's really what the college coaches are leaning on right now, what they see from you, since they can't meet you in person.
Yeah, no question about that. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to Sam Crenshaw, 92.9 The Game host on sportsradio.com. I mean, on the WayForward.com hotline, excuse me. But yeah, Sam, speaking of that, a lot of these kids around this time, they would be visiting colleges right now. How is this going to affect them committing to a school when they can't even take an official visit?
Wow, and I'm glad you asked that question. I talked with J.R. Dorman down at West Georgia yesterday. He's a linebacker coach down there. There's a lot of recruiting in this area. And I asked him, I said, Coach, how are you guys handling this type thing? And he said, you know, the thing they're doing right now is being in touch with the high school coaches. They're emailing the high school coaches for the information they will get. May is spring football month. If spring football doesn't happen in this state, that is going to be a big loss, because you and John, that's when the college coaches or representatives from college football programs get to come to the state. They get to meet the players face to face. They get to watch them practice, and they get to go into the hallways of the schools, talk to the principals, talk to the teachers, find out who's got some good and bad character. That's a very crucial time. And if they're not able to have spring football this year, it goes to June. And John, those are those camps. Well, several years ago, satellite camps, but it's been put a premium on the kids going to those camps to meet the college coaches face to face. Remember several years ago, you know, Nick Saban was screaming and yelling about, you know, Jim Harbaugh and Urban Meyer coming into the South to hold these camps. Those camps are going to have an extra premium now if spring football goes around, just for kids to participate and be seen in person and make contact with those coaches.
Sam Crenshaw with John and Hugh. Hugh, I mean, when you think back to your junior year in high school and the leap that you may have made from a junior to a senior as a football player, I mean, something here. And as a result, I would think that if you think about your playing days and the jump that you were able to make, that these players are going to be misevaluated to some degree, and you're going to have some really good players fall to smaller colleges, miss out on the Major League draft, and things of that nature, where we could get kind of an interesting little imbalance kind of take place.
Yeah, I think that, you know, what's probably going to happen, John, like you said, guys are going to fall through the cracks, but it could be a good thing for some other schools, you know. And I think what Sam said, too, is relevant. You got to be creative. You have to be creative, and you have to figure out other ways to try to get seen and stay in shape, because that's going to be the hardest thing right now for everybody is to try to figure out how to stay in shape. Speaking of staying in shape, Mr. Crenshaw, what have you been doing with yourself since you've had all this downtime, been hanging out at the house? Do you have a honey-do list that you have to do?
Yes, the honey-do list is it grows every day. It's always something that I overlooked. That's why we have our wives. They remind us of those things. But I've been getting out, and there's a walking trail, hiking trail in a park nearby. And at some point each and every day, I managed to make my way over there, just put my headsets on, put on some music, and just tune everything out and just walk. It's not the same as, going to the gym, obviously, and I've become a bit of a spin class person, so I'm missing that terribly. But I do get out and participate in that. And the walking trail hasn't been too crowded as we're paying attention to social distancing. So I haven't had any problems as far as that goes. So let me get now that you guys been able to keep it moving.
Well, see, I have a Stairmaster here in my apartment, so I've been on that. But as far as being outside, only time I go outside, Mr. Crenshaw, is when I go to the grocery store. That's it. And if I don't have to go to the grocery store, I'm not leaving. I mean, I'm, you know, I was that guy a couple of weeks ago when I didn't think it was a big deal, that I was like, oh, I'm going to do this, that, and the third. But when I started seeing how, you know, how serious it was, I'm staying my butt in the house.
Yeah. And that's what, unfortunately, we talk about recruits. That's what our young people are having to do. The one thing about it is they're so present on social media, and a lot of things happen in the virtual world. We're discovering the virtual world a little more right now, the way we're having to work. But that's the thing that they really relate to. I talked with Kareem Reed. He's the coach at Griffin High School. And right now, Zoom, everybody's meet the coaching staffs meet on Zoom. He meets with the players on Zoom. They're doing Google Classrooms with the position coaches. And they're slowly, gradually doing install, each week. They're able to do things like that at the high school level. And I was looking forward to his spring game because Griffin was supposed to play Cedar Grove in a spring game. We're missing some good spring games if this doesn't happen, folks. The one they're going to have at Lakewood Stadium between Westlake and Mays. And if you're familiar with that part of town, those two communities kind of back up to each other. Last year I went to that spring game, and there must have been about 30 recruiters from all the way from the West Coast and everywhere to watch the talent on those two teams. I was looking forward to that game being played at Lakewood Stadium, and that's going to go by the board. That's one of the things we miss out on, but not having spring football. They'll make up for it with scrimmages, but I tell you what, you and John, we wonder what it's going to look like with these guys at the high school level. Now, at the college and professional level is something else, but the high school level, you really count on getting as many reps as you can get in because you're going to start in August and play games. If you don't have it, you wonder what it's going to look like, the caliber of play, especially if you had a coaching change, if you got a lot of young players coming in, you guys got who are transferring over. You just kind of wonder what you're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big concern, too, because, you know, this is all the spring ball time, the time you're starting to implement the playbook and all the other stuff, not getting that quality time that you need. So I'm going to say this, Mr. Crenshaw, it's probably going to be sloppy. Like, you know, when they talk about bringing the NBA back, it's probably going to be a little sloppy initially. And it'll pick up as we get into it. But the biggest thing is the kid. I think the kid's going to have to stay in shape. They just have to figure out a way to stay in shape. You know, they got to go old school. Got a deck of cards that, you know, like we used to flip back in the day. And whatever you flip, that's how many push-ups you do.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. Yep. Sam, it's always great catching up with you. And we are going to lean on you a little bit for some of these updates because you are – you know, I don't know anybody that I've met in the media in Atlanta that I trust more than you on this. So, in all my years, so we will lean on you a little bit, and we look forward to talking to you, catching up in not too distant future.
All right, we'll see what the GHSA comes up with this weekend, and maybe circle back around and pass it along to you.
Thanks, Sam. Legendary Sam Crenshaw. I didn't want to be called that; makes him sound old, but he is certainly legendary. And when we get back, we're going to finish our little bracket for today. The bracket is top video games. So far into the finals on one side of the bracket, Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto. What's going to make it on the other side and what's going to win? We'll do that next with John and Hugh on The Morning Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com and streaming 24/7. Get the app for radio.com. Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Andy and Randy, top of the hour.
Andy, Randy.
Our bracket today, best video game, and I have to lean on Abe and Hugh. They know more than I do, and I know Tanitra, you know more than I do.
And Oren.
And Oren knows more than I do, so I'm leaning on them a little bit. So far, a bracket into the finals, Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto on one side of the bracket, and now we do the other side of the bracket, and let's jump right into it. Hugh, Madden versus Red Dead Redemption.
Damn, who did this list?
Abe.
That is not easy. That is not easy, Oren. See, I'm not a Madden fan, but a lot of people play Madden. And a lot of people like Red Dead Redemption. I'm being pressured to pick Red Dead Redemption.
Is he leaning on the shield?
Yes, he's leaning on the shield.
Abe?
This is Madden. Get over it. Come on.
Denitra?
Madden.
Yeah, I've heard of Red Dead Redemption. I know it's popular, but Madden is Madden. Diablo. Well, sorry, Oren. You're not beating Madden.
He is going in my ear.
Diablo versus Tyson's Punch-Out. Hugh?
A lot of people play Diablo. Diablo.
Abe?
Yeah, Diablo was it back in the day, man, for sure.
I can't go against him. Can you, Tanitra?
Nope, can't go against him.
Then we have, let's see here, NBA Live against Pac-Man.
Pac-Man is a classic. I'm going to go NBA Live.
I got to go Pac-Man.
I'm going Pac-Man.
Miss Pac-Man don't get a nod?
No, probably not.
Well, what did you say? Franchise.
Did he try Miss Years? What did you say?
Okay, the whole franchise. Out. Okay.
The Pac-Man franchise is going to go with.
Okay.
Pac-Man, and of course, the local tie because, you know, the Atlanta Hawks logo, everybody says Pac-Man. Sonic the Hedgehog against FIFA.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Abe.
Oh, FIFA better make a deep run here. I'm going FIFA.
Tanitra, Sonic the Hedgehog against FIFA.
Sonic.
I'll go FIFA and let Oren break the tie. Oren. No, that's not it. The Red Dead Redemption is not a thing. No, GoldenEye is not a thing. Sonic
He's trying
FIFA?
To bring back the old ones.
No, that's not a thing. Sonic or FIFA?
He doesn't want to choose.
Huh?
FIFA? I think he picked FIFA.
Okay, fine. Madden against Diablo. Hugh?
Diablo.
Abe?
No, it's Madden.
Denitra?
Madden.
And I'll go Madden, too. And now we have Pac-Man against FIFA.
Pac-Man?
Yep.
Against FIFA?
Yep.
Pac-Man.
Abe?
FIFA.
Tanidra? She broke up again.
Pac-Man? Pac-Man?
Okay, Pac-Man. I'll go Pac-Man, too. All right, and in the finals of this bracket, Madden versus Pac-Man. Hugh?
Madden.
Abe?
I would have taken FIFA over Madden, but since it's between Madden and Pac-Man, I'll go Madden.
Tanitra?
Pac-Man.
And I'll go Madden, too. So Madden wins this bracket. Now the final bracket here. Super Smash Brothers against Street Fighter, Hugh.
Street Fighter was a great game. I didn't play Smash Brothers, so I'm going to go Street Fighter.
Abe?
I have played Smash Brothers, and I'm going to go Street Fighter.
Denitra, do you know either of these? I don't.
I only know Street Fighter, so I'll go with that.
Okay, well, I'll go with you guys then on that one. Super Mario against Mario Kart. So it's like the Mario bracket here, Abe.
Oh, Mario Kart.
Absolutely
Abe.
Mario Kart. Way okay. to go, you.
I feel like I'm being judged for my picks. Like,
Denitra?
Harshly.
I said Mario Kart, you. What up?
I'm being judged real harshly for my picks.
All right, we're down to the final four in the opening round. Hugh, we have Assassin's Creed against Mortal Kombat.
Both of them spawned a movie.
And both
are
great.
But I'm going to say Assassin's Creed was a better movie than Mortal Kombat.
Abe, finish him.
They were both terrible films, Hugh. My gosh. I'm going Mortal Kombat.
Finish him. What do you say, Denitra?
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I'm going Mortal Kombat, too. Just because of
flawless
the classic
victory.
Nature. And then the final opening round one, Resident Evil against Metal Gear.
Oh, Snake.
Resident Evil, another film, right?
Against Raccoon City. Oh, my goodness. Metal Gear was a good game, and it changed the genre of a bunch of video games. But Resident Evil did, too. I got to go Resident Evil with this one.
Abe?
Yeah, I'm going to go Resident Evil.
And Tanitra?
Resident Evil.
Okay, so that solves that one. So let's go and do the semifinals here, get our final finalist here. Best video game. You're putting Street Fighter up against Mario Kart. Who wins, Hugh?
Mario Kart.
Abe?
Mario Kart.
And Tanitra?
Okay, Mario Kart.
All right, fine. I know. I got you. and we go to Mortal Kombat against Resident Evil. Hugh?
See, Resident Evil, you had to go find a whole bunch of stuff. You had little weapons and stuff, ammo. I'm going to go Mortal Kombat.
Abe.
Absolutely, Mortal Kombat.
Denitra?
Mortal Kombat.
All right, so you get to the finals of this bracket, and the last entry into the final four, Mario Kart against Mortal Kombat. MK
Mario
against
Kart.
MK.
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart.
Kart from Hugh. Abe?
He said Mario Kart.
Mario Kart.
Okay, and Tanitra?
Mario Kart.
So that makes the finals. All right, here we go. You ready for this? Let's figure out the best video game. Call of Duty against Grand Theft Auto. Hugh Douglas.
Call of Duty.
And Abe?
I'm a little surprised. I'm going COD as well.
And Tanitra?
Same here.
Oh, well, I'm surprised too. I would have voted Grand Theft Auto, but Call of Duty wins that one. And then you have... Madden versus Mario Kart.
Madden. Like, a lot of friendships have been broken up behind Madden. So I'm going to go Madden. So is Mario Kart, but Madden. Definitely Madden.
And Abe?
Mario Kart's the better drinking game. I'm going to say Mario Kart.
Denitra?
Madden.
And I'm going to go Madden, too. So that'll set up the finals. So the best video game, according to this particular bracket, Hugh Douglas, will feature Call of Duty against Madden in the finals. What is the better video game, Call of Duty or Madden?
I'm going to say Call of Duty.
And Abe?
I'm so terrible at both of these games.
Yeah, me too.
I'm probably worse at Call of Duty, though. I'll go Madden.
Tanitra, Madden versus Call of Duty.
Madden.
And, I guess I'll vote for Madden, too. I mean, so Madden wins the tournament here. And
as long as it's not the Madden with that vision cone. All the other Maddens are good.
Uh-huh. Oren is just beside himself, apoplectic, because
definitely. He is
Red
he
Dead
is
Redemption
against
GoldenEye in the finals or something like that.
He is thoroughly irritated.
I'll be honest, I made the bracket, and I don't know how Guitar Hero didn't get on the list.
Or Donkey Kong.
Guitar Hero, though? Nah.
Donkey Kong, yeah.
Well, thanks to all the people that were part of the show. And Oren's going to go home and have to play Red Dead Redemption and shoot a bunch of people, I guess. I don't know. We see you tomorrow morning. Got a busy show tomorrow. And stand by. Why don't you do the honors?
Andy Randy coming up next on Sports Radio W9. I did it wrong. 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.